Hello, and welcome to the Veterans Ascend weekly podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with Cindy Gallagher, Navy spouse and CEO of Liberty Source. As a Navy spouse, Cindy was one of the Liberty Source's pioneers in 2014 and became CEO in 2018. Cindy is an experienced executive with a strong background in operations, finance, and transformation. She has a proven track record for building, transforming, and scaling global organizations to meet the ever-expanding needs of a dynamic marketplace. Cindy is a results-oriented leader who coaches her team to achieve sustainable results and is an accomplished presenter and speaker who is sought after to provide thought leadership and insight regarding operating models worldwide. We are privileged to hear about Cindy's experience as a military spouse and her journey along with the mission of Liberty Source and what other companies can learn from Liberty Source's model and Cindy's advice to other military spouses and the service member. Cindy, thank you very much for your time today. Please tell us about your experience as a military spouse and the path that led you to Liberty Source.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me today, Robin. I first met my service member spouse when I was in graduate school, actually in the state of Maine. He was stationed at a really, really small base up there. And after 2 years of dating, 4 years of service for him, he was actually scheduled to get out of the military. And then September 11th happened. The Navy changed our plans, as you can imagine. So we got married and we promptly moved to Fort Meade. And really, having never been out of the state of Maine very much, moving to Fort Meade was a bit of a culture shock for me. In that move, I took up a career as a management consultant, which meant I was actually on the road a lot more than he was. I think I was really fortunate that we didn't have kids yet and we were still pretty young. We were very flexible. But in the network that we were in and the spouses that I had an opportunity to work with and speak with at the time, I found a hole. And I found, to me, it was very tragic, actually, that the spouses couldn't find long-term employment that was near where they lived. The stories of women who travel 3 hours each way to commute to find a role that they love was heartbreaking for me. So in founding Liberty Source, I really wanted to create opportunities for military spouses whose timing wasn't really as fortunate as mine was when we were in the service.
That's incredible. So Maine has a special place in my heart, along with the Navy. I was stationed there and my daughter was born in Brunswick, Maine. So very, very near and dear to my heart. And you said September 11th, and of course I got chills. Yeah. And I know that that day changed a lot of people's lives, especially those in the military. So thank you for taking on that journey with your husband, as he had to continue his service. So talk about the mission of Liberty Source, the programs for military spouses, and the impact to military families.
Yeah, absolutely. Our mission is really twofold. From a commercial perspective, we first look to provide reliable business services to our clients, and we have a wide range of clients. Second, we seek to provide long-term sustainable careers for our military spouse employees. We serve as an extension of our clients' operations. We provide support across finance and accounting, data sciences, digital transformation, and project management are the core services that we provide. And through these services, we engage with clients on long-term contracts, typically more than a year. All of our employees are full-time employees of Liberty Source with traditional benefits as you would expect in a corporate environment. They're not contractors and they're not on short-term project-based work, which is what I hear a lot from the military spouse community. They can find work, but it's short-term, or organizations are only willing to bring them in as a contractor because they're going to move every few years. And that's not our model. We want to provide this long-term sustainable career opportunities. We recognize that one of the greatest challenges military spouses face in the job market is finding new employment every time they PCS. We have set up Liberty Source so that our employees can take the work with them no matter where they move to. We've had women working for us in Japan, in Germany, and across the 50 states. And we understand how to make remote work. We understand that it is a viable option. And we see it really just as one step in providing military spouses the opportunity to progress in their career.
It's so true that the stigma of a military spouse, if they say they're a military spouse and on their resume or in an interview, mm-hmm. they instantly, are thought of, well, I can't invest in you because you're not going to be here for very long. And it And it creates this underemployment problem. It creates an unemployment problem for military spouses. And it, you know, we know that they earn 38% less than their non-military spouse peers because they have to start over each time. So good for you. Thank you for you know, setting that tone and being a model for other companies because it can work.
It absolutely can.
You can make it work. So you and I talked about this earlier, but I wanted to have our listeners hear about how your combined workforce of military spouses, veterans, and non-military, so specifically combining that workforce and how they can learn from each other and the perspective that that provides. And then how can other companies learn from what Liberty Source is doing?
Yeah, sure. We want the majority of our employees to be from the military spouse and veteran community. However, we also see great value in a blended workforce. I was very fortunate myself to be both, having that commercial experience while I was a military spouse. So bringing those two together for me is really natural. Our non-military talent have experienced things that in the industry that our military talent haven't experienced before. They've seen how corporate executives work. They've seen some of the challenges of a civilian corporate environment, and they can bring that to our military spouse and veterans into our organizations. And we bring industry experts in as well to talk about leadership coaching, to provide guidance on those common civilian ways of working, as well as customer service and the culture of our corporate clients. And in return, our military talent are able to shed light on what a life of service looks like and the challenges that are faced by military families. Many in the civilian world don't see those challenges. They're hidden. Now, I will say, lately, over the last couple of years, those challenges are talked more and more about in very public settings, but they're still not well understood. And in our culture, the culture of Liberty Source, we're able to bring those stories to the forefront. It's really fascinating to walk our floors and hear people exchanging stories of what military service is like versus what civilian life is like. All of our staff are well educated, they're driven to learn and succeed, and they're incredibly loyal and always willing to take on new challenges. And I think that is in large part due to the blended workforce that we bring. And in terms of what other companies can learn, I can boil it down to two things. One is to be open-minded about the diverse workforce that military spouses can bring. And second, don't discount a resume that appears to show a candidate who has changed jobs every few years, Robin, like you just mentioned. There may be a very, very logical reason behind all of those moves, but all too often hiring managers just push those to the side without asking even just one question, just the question why. And when you receive that response back, you can probe further to see if it's a good fit for the role you have.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you think about it, and I've been in HR many years of recruiting, when you take that small amount of time to make that phone call to ask why, the time that you will save looking through all other unqualified candidates, but hire that military spouse is going to be exponentially a return on investment for that company. And I think we need
Absolutely.
more hiring managers to understand that. Take that just a couple of minutes to make that phone call and ask that why, because you're going to get that return. I love that. And I also know that, you know, when you think about the blended environment, the military is it kind of a world of its own. It's a culture of its own. So integrating that into the workplace when only 1% of the population actually serves at this point in time, you know, it does bring that diversity and a lot of great perspectives that civilians and non-veterans, non-military don't have. Sadly, I just read a blog recently and it was just Veterans Day. And somebody said, I have no idea why we celebrate Veterans Day, but it's a day off for me. And I
Oh
thought,
my
how
gosh.
sad is that? And that shouldn't happen today because there's so much that our military and our military spouses do for this country that should never be, you know, those words should never be said. But all right. So tell us your best piece of advice for a military spouse or the active duty service member, because I think with your and your husband's relationship and the many years you've been married, there's a perspective from the service member's viewpoint that you can provide in helping understand their military spouse.
Yeah, understand that they have different dreams. They have different
Yes.
aspirations than you. And just for the service member to take a pause and really listen and understand. And even if you as a service member can't relate to the aspirations of your spouse, know that it's important to them. It's important to him or her. And that's probably just general, marriage advice anyway, but help
Sure.
them to find that dream and support them in that. And for the military spouse in particular, stay dedicated and true to who you are. Each employment disappointment, for me, it's just an opportunity that really wasn't meant for you. Probably with a company and a culture that you wouldn't have fit in anyway. So continue to network, look for those employers who value everything that you bring to the table, and you will find it.
Absolutely. And to your earlier point, there's a lot more focus on being military ready, including spouses and veterans in their culture for employers. So there are resources out there. And I agree with you. I think everything happens for a reason. When one door closes, it wasn't the right fit for you, and it was a decision that you might not have made on your own because you want a job, you want to work. But definitely do research and find those companies that share your values and understand what you bring to the table. Don't settle. So, Cindy, thank you so much for your service as a spouse. Thank you for continuing to serve our military families. We appreciate you sharing these great insights today. Listeners, for more information on Liberty Source, please visit their website at www.liberty-source.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.